540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Four of the five Republican presidential candidates have debated in Alabama tonight. CBS's Tom Foti.
Two of the overriding themes of the Alabama debate carried on News Nation were Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. Haley, the clear target for her competitors on stage.
I love all the attention, fellas. Thank you for that.
From Chris Christie, the question for the others, is the missing man, Donald Trump, fit to be president?
You're not answering
you
it.
Is he fit?
You have your thing.
Is he fit or isn't he?
No, I don't have my thing.
We don't.
He's the thing.
As for Vivek Ramaswamy, Swanee's thing.
Why am I the only person on the stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job? That the 2020 election was indeed stolen by big tech?
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Shots are fired on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus, leaving three people dead and a fourth wounded, and police say the suspect is dead. This student was communicating with his sister, who was in a classroom at the time.
Her teacher just locked up the room. Said they're not letting nobody out until they know, like, the suspects are, like, gone or whatever.
Authorities have not identified the shooter or discussed a motive, but Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman says
it is enough, and it is people filled with anger or not understanding how to handle disappointment in their lives that they become even more hateful and full of anger and take lives of others.
The U.S. military says it's grounding all of its Osprey aircraft 1 week after eight service members died when one crashed off the coast of Japan. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
Looks like the U.S. military is operating about 500 Ospreys. It's a relatively new aircraft, and the overall inventory only came in 2007, so about 14 years Ospreys have been operating.
East of Houston, Texas, black high school student Daryl George is facing a second school suspension over his hairstyle. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
The school claims his dreadlocks are in violation of the dress code. His mother, Darisha George, filed a discrimination lawsuit against state leaders and the school district.
They said that when let down, his hair is below his eyebrows, which they never seen his hair let down. His hair is always up.
George is now facing an additional 13-day school suspension. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Pioneering TV writer and producer Norman Lear has died at 101. He was the king of sitcoms in the 70s with hits like All in the Family, Maude, and Good Times. The shows often examine social and political issues of the day. McDonald's is testing a new restaurant format with customizable drinks and treats designed to appeal to afternoon snackers. It's an attempt to grab sales from competitors like Starbucks and Dunkin'. The 10 Cosmix restaurants will open through the first half of next year. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's pleased with a Dane County judge's ruling essentially restoring abortion rights in Wisconsin.
The 1849 law does not prohibit abortions in Wisconsin. And so we have now gone a long way to restoring access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin.
Judge Diane Schlipping says Wisconsin's law enacted in 1849 bans infanticide, not abortion. The ruling is expected to be appealed. People younger than 18 seeking gender-affirming care in Wisconsin will keep getting it. Governor Evers vetoed on Wednesday a ban passed by the legislature this fall. Most major medical associations say gender-affirming care is evidence-based and saves lives. Evers says he'll veto any bill he considers anti-LGBTQ. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers volleyball ready for the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team resumes the NCAA tournament tomorrow. The Badgers ranked number 2 overall against number 5th ranked Penn State as the regionals in Madison continue at the Fieldhouse. Game time 6 o'clock. College hoops. The Badgers go on the road last night. They beat Michigan State 70-57. After the game, Spartans head coach Tom Izzo says he'll take the blame for this one.
We are not tough enough right now, and That's all me. I'm going to get it fixed. So blame me, not the players.
NBA, the Bucks headed to Vegas for the next round of the in-season tournament. Milwaukee will play the Pacers in an early one, 4 p.m. Central Time. Last night, the Bucks dusted the Knicks, 146-122. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, after the game, Giannis was the first one to talk about, you know, our mindset going into Vegas. The first, you got to win against a very good Indiana team.
That's Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 32. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 48. Tomorrow night, lows around 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 31, Thursday sunny with a high near 53, and Friday sunny with a high around 47. Crooner Supper Club invites you to check out the stylish Maggie's Lounge before or after your show. With a welcoming atmosphere, it's the perfect place to catch up with friends before or after a show. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays beginning at 4:30. Stop by for cocktails and light bites. More at croonersloungemn.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Henny Cuttigan.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Zeka. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, before we get deep into the show here and talk about what's happening, want to give Wendy, my better half, a shout out here. It's her birthday, and we just want to applaud her and for putting up with me and all these years. And she looks great, and I love her dearly.
Yes, happy birthday, Wendy.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we got Arvina Martin on today, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, along with a check-in from Arroyo White Eagle about what's happening around the Twin Cities, and maybe checking in on the play that she's in that we've witnessed ourselves.
Yes. Yeah, so Roya is also a cast member of A Christmas in Ochapi, which is playing now at the Red Eye Theater for New Native Theater. Bob Blake, we usually have on with us on every Wednesday. Bob Blake from Red Lake Solar Bear with the Solar News. But Bob unfortunately cannot make it today. But he wanted me to let everyone know that he will be back with us next Wednesday. But before we get Arvina on, our Ho-Chunk sister from Wisconsin, we can quickly run through. I have some updates here from Native Organizers Alliance on the Dakota Access Pipeline. So We know that this pipeline did end up going through and it is now leaking. So the Dakota Access Pipeline is a dangerous violation of the sovereignty of the Ossetie-Sekouan and the Standing Rock Sioux. 3 years after a federal judge revoked the permit allowing for the pipeline to cross the Missouri River and ordered an environmental review, the oil still flows as it has since the pipeline began operating in 2017. And now with the release of new and deeply flawed draft environmental impact statement, which was written by a member of the American Petroleum Institute in a clear conflict of interest, the Army Corps of Engineer has finally opened a process for public comment. So they need to hear our demand to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. So every day this pipeline is in operation risks of a toxic oil spill, poisoning the Missouri River.
Yeah, biggest aquifer in that area is just a humongous one, and there's water that feeds many states in that area. And this Native Roots Radio is a precursor to, or an answer to, the Dakota Access Pipeline, No Dapple, and the Oshete camp, and we were out there many times, and it's sad to hear this again. Trump signed this the second day to let things happen, as Obama took his sweet time to block this action, making this pipeline, and was very sad and sickening. And again, Trump the second day signed it into law to start digging again and put oil, that nasty peanut butter oil, and we don't know what the lubricant is made out of, so when it leaks, it's not just that thick peanut butter oil, but it's these other toxic chemicals that are going through the pipeline, Haley. It's just, it is sickening, but it's good to hear an update.
Yeah, so like you said, Robert, too, it's not only affecting the communities around this, not only the Standing Rock Sioux, but also the millions of the water that river reaches downstream. So yeah. If make sure your voice is heard on this and make sure you speak out against it. Go visit Native Organizers Alliance either on Facebook or Instagram, and there is a link in their bio where you can add your name and add your comments. So please go do that.
Yeah, definitely. We got speaking of water and water protecting, we got a panel coming up here that we'd like to tell our listening audience about.
Yes. So this is Water Rights Local Justice Advocacy Art and Native Perspective panel discussion at All My Relations Arts. This will be happening this Thursday, December 7th at All My Relations Arts with NACD. This discussion will be on water rights, activism, and advocacy through Native perspectives with members from Wakantipi and what was formerly Friends with the Falls, I believe, is now Owamni Omni Oyadapi.
Our friend, Shelley Buck and Maggie Lorenz will be on that panel.
Yes. So again, this is Thursday, December 7th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It is free and open to the public at All My Relations Arts, 1414 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. And the moderated by Water Protector will be Tara Widner with panelists Shelley Buck, Gabby Manoman, and Maggie Lorenz.
Yeah, well, let's give them the applause, too. I love using this button.
And right. Snacks and light refreshments will be provided.
Well, just a second here, Haley. Keep talking because I got to hit the sneeze button.
Yeah. Well, if you are also in Minneapolis tomorrow and you're looking for something to do before going to this water panel, please take advantage of the opportunities and the resources that NAC has available, Native American Community Clinic. Monthly, they do cedar ceremonies, and one will be taking place tomorrow, Thursday, December 7th at 5 p.m.
Wow, that's cool. Check in with those guys. That group is a doer, and our friend, all of them are our friends, but, you know, Alex Bufflehead is our good friend who shares this information with us, so it's really exciting.
Yes. Shout out Al. She always gives really great updates. And Al is also a part of a band with her mom. They are called, it's a native band. They're called Blue Dog. And they do a lot of really great, fun covers. And they're all over where you get your music. So check them out.
Yeah. Well, don't forget her dad. Her dad's in the band, too.
Yes. Yes. Her whole family. They're very talented.
Right, exactly. And it's really funny, too, because Alex is pretty mellow in person, and then she's out there doing the band thing and singing rock and roll and doing that dual personality thing.
Yes, which we love.
Definitely. Well, we're really excited to have Arvina on, and I see her there. We should probably just pop her on and say hello, and then... we got a minute left. Let's add Arvina on. Welcome, Arvina. Good to see you. I love the bangs.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I got my haircut since I last been on, sort of, I think.
it's
been since then. It's been a while.
Yeah, definitely. Well, great to see you. And got a lot to talk about here. We only got a minute left in this segment, but politically, things are happening. And our friends in Wisconsin, things are happening. I saw you got a selfie with Dallas Goldtooth, too. You can tell us about what happened that night. You love Dallas here.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Well, cool. Hey, so Arvina, how are things with your executive director of Emerge Wisconsin? How are things going with your organization?
Going pretty well. We are still accepting applications. We know that there's a lot of people out there who are thinking about... who may be thinking about running, but are not sure with all the lawsuits and everything before the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. So we're keeping it open, our applications open, because we know that the situation is kind of evolving day by day, and we won't know until it's time, until they decide what happens.
Let's talk more about that in the next segment. Really appreciate it. We have Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin, and of course, it's the Ho-Chunk Show right now, so we're going to be excited, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Did you know there are easy ways to support your child's brain development during their critical early years from age 0 to 3? Little Moments Count is a website which provides tools to help parents engage in simple, everyday activities like talking, playing, reading, and singing with their children. Visit littlemomentscount.org for resources and support in giving your child a strong foundation for a lifetime of learning. That's littlemomentscount.org. littlemomentscount.org.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits, so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with our good friend and sister here, Arvina Martin, director of Emerge Wisconsin and all-around cool whole chunk. It's always good. We love your energy and people feel your energy over the airwaves. Yay! It's such positive to have you on and talk about things. I want to go a little down that tunnel or well or whatever, and what's going on, any updates on the Republicans and their lawsuits? Oh my gosh, could you talk about that?
Well, I don't have any updates about the lawsuits about the gerrymandering case. However, we do have an update on another lawsuit involving Republicans. The 10 fake electors today decided to settle their civil suit, and they had to agree. Like, they had to write something to the Wisconsin state government that said that Joe Biden won that election. And this is...
Oh, my God.
They are not allowed to be electors in 2024, nor any other ballot that Trump is on. I think they're getting off pretty easy. But at the same time, I'm wondering kind of how this admission, I guess, is going to potentially play into future, you know, does this become more fodder for Trump's lawsuits? You know, electors saying, yeah, no, we knew he didn't win. Biden won. I mean, I am not a legal person, so I have no idea. Maybe I'm off base.
No, I think you're right on base, and it's adding on to more of these 90-plus things against Trump can just not be any better. We see. I don't know if you saw this, but McCarthy's not running for re-election, and he was one of the Republican golden boys in 2006, that the dream team that got elected way back when, and he's taking his toys and going home now after the MAGAs kicked him out.
Yeah, well, him and I can't remember the other guy's name, the guy who was the temporary speaker. He's not running for re-election either. I mean, we'll see what happens with Mike Johnson. Maybe he, by the end of the, the month, maybe he won't even be running for re-election. Who knows?
The sad thing about Johnson is he's originally from Minnesota.
Aww.
Did you know that? Oh, we're not going to bring that up again.
My head doesn't really work for radio. Sorry about that.
We're going to bring that up again, but go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's too bad he didn't stick around long enough to kind of develop that nice Midwest, sensibility.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. So how's our friend Protasewicz doing? Is she still being sued?
I believe she's still being sued. I can't remember at this point, because can I actually tell? So she's doing great. Can I tell you about another lawsuit with Republicans in Wisconsin? This one with tribes.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't know if you have heard about it, but Governor Evers is suing, I believe, the legislature because the Joint Finance Committee did not approve to return funds from gaming back to Bad River and was Lac-Flambeau, I believe.
Yeah.
And so they're both missing the money that they are owed under their compacts. And then I believe yesterday the poo hit the fan when some state senators and representatives started talking in the press about the tribal leaders saying that they didn't do what they were supposed to do. And the tribal leaders saying, here's the letter that we sent that was us doing something, and no response. And it's yikes. A lot of mud is starting to fly.
Yeah. And I know those two tribes, the other tribes talked about not collecting their money in protest of this. It's a big deal in Indian country being talked about especially with the Native governments in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and for Lac du Flambeau having to barricade the streets or roads because they weren't paying for their fair share of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. And then we're surprised when it happened.
Definitely.
Shocked Pikachu is the meme, where he's just like, oh, yeah, that's, you could have probably guessed this is what the reaction was going to be.
Yeah, but, well, that there is some anger going on for sure, and
absolutely.
I don't know,
and a lot of entitlement.
Yeah. And thank goodness for Governor Evers. I mean, suing those guys for withholding money to the tribes and their compact, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and this is, I wish I had more information on this. This is kind of a developing story, but it's nice to see that Governor Evers has the tribe's backs on this. You know, it's hard to go against the Joint Finance Committee, and it's great to have an ally like Governor Evers to go to bat for you.
This is a little off subject, but how, you know, the next election for Governor Evers, isn't he going to be around 74 years old? Is he going to be running again, do you think? Or are we looking for a new governor to take his place? Because Wisconsin was very trippy. Our senator going up against Ron Johnson lost, but yet Evers won. So it was like confusing for this out-of-stater.
Yeah, no, it's Wisconsin is very, very purple. And I think we always have been a pretty purple state. Gerrymandering makes it look like we're a lot more conservative than we are. But, you know, people that know how to look at those maps and population densities and everything understand that it does. We do kind of tip blue, but that's not always the case. You know, it varies. As far as Governor Evers, you know, he's barely finishing year one on his second term. So I think he's I don't know if he's thinking about it yet. Maybe he is, but I've not heard any rumblings. Everybody here is pretty much focused on reelecting Tammy Baldwin and President Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. That's less than a year now, Arvina. That's crazy.
Well, you could even think, I don't know how it is in Minnesota, but in Wisconsin, we have our spring elections every year. And those are for local municipal seats, like city councils, county boards, and school boards. And so we have to, even before we think about the presidential election, we need to think about these small town school boards and areas where, you know, we don't have a lot of representation, particularly for natives. So, you know, any Wangshik folks out there, and you should think about running for school board. You've been through school, you have experience, you know, we need native voices out there.
Especially in our areas, especially like Black River Falls, where we have 25% of the kids are Native or Ho-Chunk, for that matter, and we need some representation. And to my understanding, there is no representation.
Well, and I remember helping Nehoma Thundercloud run for school board, and she served for two terms, and that was the first time that I got to use my eMERGE training to help out someone that wasn't affiliated with the program. So I felt really excited about going over and having nachos with her at Cinco's, having nachos and putting together a campaign plan. So you know, it's not unprecedented. There have been Native people on the school board there, but we need more, and we need more than one.
Right.
You know, it doesn't have to just be one.
You know what I like, Arvina, and if you don't mind bringing this up again, and talking about a lot of the people that have gone through eMERGE through the country, through the United States, have gone through eMERGE, and just the list is really cool, and it's for BIPOC people and our women, and there's a list of people that I was really excited to hear about.
Yeah, if you're looking at nationwide, some of our alums include Secretary Deb Haaland. Mm-hmm. the story is that the first Emerge alum who is in a class by herself, because Emerge was founded out of efforts of a group of women to get now Vice President Kamala Harris elected to the district attorney's office in San Francisco.
Wow.
So out of the work of those women working to elect our now vice president is how my organization Emerge came to be. And then they started, putting their efforts out nationwide. And yeah, Congresswoman Lucy McBeth.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Presidential candidates minus Trump clash at a fourth Republican debate in Alabama. Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie.
We should not nominate somebody who's almost 80 years old.
Okay. He's afraid to answer.
No, I'm not.
Vivek Ramaswamy and DeSantis took aim at Nikki Haley.
Just to respond to Ron, he continues to lie about my record. I actually said his Don't Say Gay bill didn't go far enough because it only talked about gender until the third grade.
Three people are dead and a fourth seriously wounded in a shooting on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. The shooter is dead, Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
Our hearts go out to the entire UNLV community. No student should have to fear pursuing their dreams on the college campus.
Two law enforcement sources tell CBS News the suspect is a former college professor who had taught previously in Georgia and North Carolina. The U.S. military grounds all of its Osprey aircraft after last week's deadly crash off Japan. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Republican electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced Wednesday. The fake electors also agree not to serve on the Electoral College in 2024. It's the first time any fake electors from anywhere in the country are admitting to wrongdoing. Governor Evers signed 48 bills into law on Wednesday. Included in those bills are a slate of changes to voting ahead of next year's election. One of those bills changes the deadlines for clerks to send out absentee ballots. Another would require clerks to retain video footage of election night proceedings for 22 months. Evers also vetoed several election-related bills, including one that would change who could be declared indefinitely confined and another that would have lowered the cost of registered voting lists. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 32. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 48. Tomorrow night, lows around 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 31, Thursday sunny with a high near 53, and Friday sunny with a high around 47. Crooner Supper Club invites you to check out the stylish Maggie's Lounge before or after your show. With a welcoming atmosphere, it's the perfect place to catch up with friends before or after a show. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays beginning at 4:30. Stop by for cocktails and light bites. More at croonersloungemn.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Yes, I love their coffee. Steve's blend is the best. It's dark. It's tasteful. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, Haley and Arena, and this is more of a test to Haley, because I know in Wisconsin, too, you have this, but it's called something else. What time of year is it now, Haley?
Oh, it's time to register and get your health insurance in check.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that?
Yes. So in Minnesota, we're really lucky to have this resource, MinSure. They help you navigate your health insurance, and they make it a lot easier, and they connect you with local experts to guide you through the process. So check out MinSure.org.
Wow. Do they have anything groovy like that in Wisconsin, Arvina?
I don't know. I'm good with my health insurance, so I haven't needed to look. I feel like I should know this. Oh my goodness, you caught me off guard again.
What? Oh no.
We better have one night. No.
You should have a pre-production meeting so I don't do this, because that's not my style. Darn.
Okay. No worries, no worries.
Well, Ho-Chunk, I know a couple Ho-Chunk legislators were at the Capitol this Tuesday, and they were really honoring the Code Talkers, and we're really excited about what's going on there in Wisconsin. Arvina, did you see that?
I didn't actually see that. I must have been very, very immersed in work and everything. Oh, also kiddos basketball. Also something that I'll mention at the end that's very exciting at the end of the show. But I didn't see about it, but I think it's well deserved. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's such an important part of our American history and our Ho-Chunk history, but also our Wisconsin history. You know, I really think that Wisconsinites should be proud of the efforts of our Ho-Chunk code talkers. They did an incredible thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Senate Bill 633, Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. An amazing and heartwarming testimony was given today by tribal members of the Ho-Chunk Nation at the Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, one of my favorite cities in the world. Their hard work and dedication was inspirational. Section of Interstate I-90 from Minnesota border to Tomo will be designated as Ho-Chunk Code Talkers Memorial Highway.
Yay! That means I'll get to drive it with a certain amount of frequency.
That's right. When you come and watch concerts here in Minnesota.
I was thinking about going up the Blackbird.
Did you hear how I said Minnesota? That was not good. Yeah.
That was perfect. What do you mean?
Oh, geez. Now I'm really going off the deep end. I just got over COVID, Arvina, and I'm using COVID brain here right now.
It happens. I had the first time I had COVID in particular, I felt like I was useless for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, hopefully I'm not. Well, you know, let's swing back now. Did I see you are now officially out of retirement? Roller, and what I forgot, what was your name as a roller person?
Donna Stunner.
Yeah.
I am an unabashed and unironic lover of disco music. I think it's the best. And the queen of disco is obviously Miss Donna Summer. So I had to take my name after her. And yeah, I'll be playing for my first bout since 2018, I think.
Wow.
2019. This Saturday at the arena at the Coliseum at the Alliant Energy Center. I don't know what we're calling it these days. And now I feel bad about that again, even though I totally planned to talk about this. this time it's my, But yeah, making my return to the track, being a blocker for the Vaudeville Vixens. Yay!
That's awesome. Vaudeville Vixens, that's great. So how, you, as a blocker, you will block somebody to tries to score? Is that how that goes? I can't remember.
I mean, that's the main job. In roller derby, when you're a blocker, you're trying to prevent the other team's jammer. She's the one that scores points. You want to stop her, but you also want to be able to get your jammer out of a stuck situation. Sorry. And so sometimes you have to go up and play offense for her. And actually, I think that roller derby is the only team sport where you play offense and defense at the same time. So we don't have defensive jammers can be offense or defensive too, if they're trying to block another jammer, which is kind of a little bit longer. But so there's a lot of stuff that's happening on the track, and you know, you want to keep your eye on the opposing team's jammer so you can stop her, but you also want to make sure that you're looking out for somebody trying to play offense on you. Mm-hmm. while standing precariously on eight wheels.
Yeah. Then they have different color helmets, right?
We all wear helmets of our own choosing these days.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of my childhood when it used to be on TV. And
yeah, when I was on Team Greece, we all had helmets, but that's because the company gave us helmets. So
well, that's awesome, and that's definitely working your core, you know, rollerblading. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, and then trying to absorb a hit from somebody that wants you on the floor and trying to stay upright. That's some core work too.
Is there ever any breakout, like, you know, the old Rodney Dangerfield line was, I was at a boxing match and a hockey game broke out. Is there anything like that going anymore?
No, you will get tossed out of a game so fast for even attempting or trying to get close to attempting to start a fight. So we all want to be on the track to play, and getting kicked out means that somebody's got to sit a penalty for you and you can't skate anymore. So we all behave.
That's good. And then how long is each match?
So a bout would be, or game is, 60 minutes. There's two 30-minute halves, and each 30-minute half is divided into what we call jams, and that's like the time when the jammer starts and tries to make some points, score some points, and then that ends, and then a new set of skaters come out, and that's another jam, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So when I was young and you know, a little before teenager, we'd go to roller rinks, and I was really good going left to right, but going right to left, I don't think I could do it. Do they switch the direction?
No, some people think we should, but I think we tried to play one time in a practice opposite direction. It was really, really hard, and it got to the point where we were like, this is probably not the safest thing we could do. Let's go back the other way.
Is the track still kind of like in the old days where it's kind of tilted, where you have a upper and lower and a fence up on top?
No, we play. There are still banked track leagues out there. I don't know how many of them there are after the pandemic, but we play flat track. So it's just the same kind of oval just laid out on the floor. So it's nice because we can play anywhere.
What's the cost to come see this?
Oh my goodness. I believe our tickets are about $10.
That's awesome.
Let me look that up.
We just have about three more minutes here until we got to take a break. Was there something else that you wanted to share towards the end here, Arvina?
Oh, that was my exciting news. Was the return to roller derby. So
Oh, very cool.
Wow. But if you go look up Madison Roller Derby, I believe it's madisonrollerderby.com, and you can find out for tickets. And if you're in Madison, come check us out on Saturday. Yay! Yeah,
definitely, definitely. Arvina, thank you so much for coming on and really talking to us about what's going on in Wisconsin. As you know, we're on 18 stations in Wisconsin, so it's great to have you on. And also, we got a little time here, And I don't know how our Minnesota fans will like this, but Green Bay's on a roll.
We are. I have been pleasantly surprised. I thought we wouldn't get to that this point of being able to play until maybe this time next year. So I'm actually pleasantly surprised. You know, I'm also kind of like holding my breath because, you know, I don't want to breathe the wrong direction and then that be the whole butterfly effect that makes us lose again.
Well, you sound like a Minnesota fan now saying that. Oh. You guys have all those titles and we're like a butthurt over here about our only one title in 1969, but that was because it was the AFL and NFL.
Oh,
it's sad. We're very sad here with our sports teams.
Well, thank goodness
the Twins have done better than the Brewers. You guys have that, and we don't have a hockey team.
And we have a women's basketball team that won four championships or four or five in a row at one time.
Yeah, and didn't Megan Rapinoe's wife play for them? Sue Bird.
Yes. Yes.
Played for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, oh, there's too many sports now. I need to keep them all.
Yeah, I know. I just stay with baseball myself because I have that peanut brain right now and I love baseball. And I still think I can go out and play baseball, but I'm 62 and I'll break a hip if I do that. It's too fast for me now.
Mm. Oh, wow.
A lot about baseball, though.
Yeah, I know enough where I can't play it anymore.
Do you know enough to know the number of days before pitchers and catchers?
Oh, it's in February, but right now is the trading. They're all meeting. It's the winter meetings where they're trading and signing players. And the Twins have lost three of their really good pitchers, and that's what they were known for last year. And sounds like ownership's not going to be paying as much in salary this year. But Milwaukee has some problems with their manager went to the Cubs. That was sad in a way. He's from Milwaukee.
Gosh, that was tragic. I have people, my Facebook feed was all full of people that were just, apparently he had said he'd never want to go to the Cubs or anything. So that when he did, it was just like,
I didn't realize what good a record he had all these years managing the Brewers. I was like really pleasantly shocked that, because I remember him as a ball player. Right? Yeah. Well, Arvina, thank you so much for coming on. And
thanks for having me. We'll
send you, we'll email you some questions next time so we don't surprise you. All right. Great to see you. Thank you so, so much.
You too. See you.
That's Arvina, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin and part-time host of Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
As we gear up for the holiday season, let's prioritize the safety of our community, especially our cherished elders and loved ones. As you plan your holiday gatherings, remember, whether you're young or in good health, you could still unknowingly spread COVID-19. The key to a safer celebration is getting vaccinated. The newest vaccines are authorized, effective against current variants, and FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. So here's the call to action. Be a vaccinative. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Getting vaccinated before your holiday gatherings is a powerful way to ensure a safer and happier time for everyone. Let's honor our elders by preserving their wisdom and stories for generations to come. So be a vaccinative this holiday season. Find more information, including clinics with free vaccines, at vaccines.gov.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Hey, you know what time it is again? It's not Minshew time, Haley. It is time for Roya White Eagle, our entertainment correspondent. She's waving. This is a radio show, Roya. You got to speak. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Okay. Yeah. I know we only have a limited amount of time. Hello, Haley and Robert. How are you?
We're doing great. You're the star. I don't want to say too much about how much of a star you are in this play you're in, because there's people walking around and I don't want them to hear me.
Yeah. We've got there's some tech going on and arriving. So, but I wanted to start by being here on the stage because I promised last week to show you the crocodile in all its glory.
Yes.
We thought in the show.
We thought it was real at first.
Yes. So Roy is talking about the production for New Native Theater, Christmas in Oshapi, which takes place. It's a family in the Everglades. So there is a fake alligator.
Mikasuki. So then, of course, they don't be in ham at Christmas. I guess it's alligator. So.
Well, and then my Hinu, Jaleesa, plays a vegan, and we were really surprised and happy.
Well, there's part of her scene is that where she actually gets nauseous and actually, as they say, she's going to blow chunks.
Yeah. Well, you have a great part in this, and we were really happy to see you as a police officer. And and it was great to see you after the play, too, and get some selfies. I'm still waiting for those to come up, by the way.
I was going to say I auditioned to be a real police officer in St. Paul, but it wasn't an audition. I was testing for it, but they didn't accept me. So that's probably best. That's the irony here.
Wow, that's fun. How many years ago was that?
Oh, when I first came up here, I don't want to have to say. You know how it is, Robert. A gentleman never asks and a lady never tells. So.
That's right. A few years ago. Yes, definitely. Well, that's too bad, because I think about that time I was still drinking and going crazy. You might have been able to bust me.
Yeah. Well, that character here in the play called Donnie Boy, that we were talking about the backstory for the police officer, Patty. Maybe she's picked him up quite a few times.
Exactly. So how's the response been? Because I know the crowd we were with just loved the play, and
Saturday was almost sold out. Sunday was. They had started adding roles, so that it's been really good. We're hoping it'll pick up again starting tonight through the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and what else can you tell us about it? Let's talk about the times and the ticket prices and what they can do and where it's at.
Oh, yeah. It's pay what you can. They're suggesting $35 if you can afford that. And you go to Brown Paper Tickets. You can make your reservation 7:30 on Wednesday through Saturday nights and 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And we play for two more weekends. So Sunday, December 17th, will be the last performance at 2 p.m. So get out there and get those tickets, because they may not be available.
Yeah, that's what my other daughter, Jelaine, was saying today. So I think as a family, we're going to try to make that last show for sure.
Great. Yeah, that'll be great. I'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, we'll come out, and I'll be lurking, and I'll when I start feeling a little better, I'll come out, too, and to a couple more shows before that, too. We loved it.
Yeah, producer of yours along, too. That was great to see her and finally meet her you know, I was going to say in the flesh, but I mean, what do I mean? But flesh, bones, and body, or whatever, bones, yes. Whatever you want to call it.
Vessel and spirit and all. It was great to meet you in person too, Roya.
Yeah, there you go, in person. Okay, all right. Well, we're getting the alligator dressed right here. See,
you can see. Oh, wow.
Adding a little, oh. You can see a little bit of the blood.
That's cool. Anyway, yeah.
That's, he's got enough time. He's a star here.
Well, I really liked what I saw when we got to walk on the stage afterwards, and I got to see that close-up picture of Thomas riding a bison.
Yes. Maybe next week I can show you that.
Yeah. Well, that was, there's a lot of really great design products that went into the the set and everything, and it's cool. There's a lot of hidden gems.
Don't they call those eggs, Easter eggs or something like that, Roya?
I can't remember that. No, don't. No, you know, I forget my lines enough as it is, so don't be forgetting.
So. Well, you can ad lib though. We saw that you got it down. You know, just to all those years of experience and wanting to be a police officer, you got it.
Well, with those 2 hours you and I do occasionally on my show as well.
Right, exactly. Well, we have to do that with the season coming up. And hey, why don't you tell everyone real quick about your show?
Oh, Friday nights 6 p.m. This week is going to be an all musical program because I've had to. Recorded ahead of time, so we're going to have some great artists from around Turtle Island, courtesy of Indigenous TV. So check it out if you're, and then beat it over here. You can get a ticket because we start at 7:30 evening performances. Mine is 6 to 7 p.m. on KFEI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and streaming on KFEI.org.
Yeah, Roya, you've been doing that for a long time, and you're a mainstay here in the radio. Genre here of Native Americans here in Minnesota, and I just got to give you the quick shout out there.
Yeah, well, that's high praise coming from that deep baritone basso voice of yours.
Well, that's because I have a cold now. Is it sounding really good?
Okay.
So I believe next Tuesday from the cast of A Christmas in Ochapi, we're going to actually have Jaleesa back on, and this time she'll be bringing with her the costume designer, Amber of Leech Lake, okay. And also James Harvin, who plays Uncle Leroy.
He is Rapanoic and Mexican, and I forget, maybe what, African-American. So.
Yeah,
that's going to be great.
Well, and so when you do this, because I was telling people when I watched it, I said, I want to come and watch it again, not because I thought it was going to be better, but because it was such a good play the first day I saw it, Friday. So I know a couple of people said, well, it's going to get better now. Well, it's really good right now. So do you feel like the energy of performance just plateauing and peaking? There was Thomas.
Yeah, that's okay. Jump in here. Yeah, oh, no, it's the cast is really gelling. I think we're hitting our stride. Everybody's trusting each other, you know, all that. Type of acting stuff. There you go. Somebody's flying in the background there. I think that's Genevieve, who plays Virginia Draskovic's wife. Bo Wheatley. Yeah, there she is. Okay. All right.
Well, I just got to give her props. That's we just lost Roya. You're on mute, Roya. It accidentally muted. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, technical difficulties. Sorry about that.
Well, that's only her second play, and I would never know that. She is awesome and amazing actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. They all are.
Yeah.
They really are.
That's a good point. So do you think that's part of casting, or do you think the actors come in and are able to melt into the part?
I don't know. That's above my pay grade. I'm just an actor. If I was more than, if I had aspirations more to that, I'd be directing or casting or whatever, producing, raising money. So that's right on. Active enough for me.
Well, you did a great job and you're doing a great job. Can't wait to see you again. Haley, one more shout out, the information about the play.
Yes, at Christmas in Ochapi. This is New Native Theater, and you can get your tickets at Brown Paper Bag or newnativetheater.org.
Thank you so much, Roya, for stopping in.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.